Well, there won't be finals for a few teams, but there's still milestones to be created this coming weekend, the final round of the NRL before the finals. Dave Simmons, he'll be retiring from the Panthers, playing 200th. His 200th this weekend. He joins us now. G'day, Dave.
Hey, Scott, how you going?
Yeah, really well, mate. A big moment for you.
Yeah, it's a great milestone to reach, and really happy to be achieving it at home.
Did you think you'd get this far, mate, when you first started? What were your ambitions?
My ambitions, even before I started playing, was I never even thought I'd play first grade. And when I got picked for my debut, it was a real surprise. So I was so happy to be playing. And then I just wanted to play game two. That's kind of been how it started. And yeah, the games just started to pile up.
Yeah, incredible. Do you have memories of your debut?
Yeah, I came off the bench. Only time I've ever been on the bench, and came on for 20 minutes, missed a tackle, did a flick pass, and that was it. We lost.
So good and bad memories there, mate.
Yeah.
Dave, obviously the season could have been better. You could be embarking on the final eight in the finals, but not to be. How's this season felt?
It felt like it never got started, really. We had a good few first rounds, then copped a few injuries. Yeah, we're just up and down. We're just waiting to sort of really hit our, I guess, sort of play the way we'd been training and expected to play. And it didn't really happen for a good stint. We had games here and there that were good, but we could never really connect them and get a lot of wins on the trot. And so just for like a season that hasn't ever got started the way we'd hoped it would.
It's amazing, isn't it, Dave, with all that hard work that's put in over the preseason and all the hope and, you know, what you really want to achieve. And then it's just a year wasted in a way.
Yeah, that's how it feels. You know, preseason, everyone's so optimistic. And I really thought we had a great opportunity to build on last year. But like I said, just never really got started for us. And so, yeah, it's just been a year of looking back and thinking what could have been.
Mm. What's been the highlight of your career, do you think, Dave?
Highlights. In 2008, I got to play a few finals games. I haven't played many over my career. But that would be probably the best games I've been involved in, just in terms of the atmosphere,
yes,
the build-up. But I've played with a lot of great players. That's probably been one of the best things, to play with some really good guys and sit under some good coaches. It's been a great benefit to me personally.
It wasn't that long ago, mate. You crossed for 4 tries.
Yeah, that wasn't too long ago. That was another highlight. I guess that's a real kind of personal one. But the best thing about that day was I got to share it with my family and we got the win.
Yeah, which is always good. Mate, we saw that tackle from Jack Whiten on Jamie Sauer. Jamie left the ground on Monday night on the back of a Medicab and the neck brace did come off. Have you seen him at training? How is he?
No, we only had yesterday doing video and
right.
He wasn't there. But I've been texting him and he seems to be okay. So, yeah, that's as much as I know.
Mate, just from where you've come from, you're a shy boy. You used to play for the Sharks. You're probably watching them with interest at the moment. They sit fourth.
Yeah, mate, still got the Sharks love a spot in my heart, so I want them to do well. You know, and Michael Gordon's playing there now and Luke Lewis, some ex Panthers. So I want to see those guys do well. And Gal, of course.
Wade Graham.
Yeah, Wado. Played a bit with Wado as well. So I want to see those guys do well. I think all the Shy do as well. So, I got a lot of mates that are telling me about how well the Sharks are doing. So
yeah,
I know how they're going, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And Dave, of all the teams you've played, who do you think will be playing the grand final and who wins?
I think you can't go past the top two defensive teams.
Yeah.
Broncos and is it Broncos Melbourne at the moment? Or Broncos
Roosters.
Yeah, so I think it's Roosters Melbourne at the moment. So I think that's probably going to be the GF. But if it's not one of those two, it'll be the Broncos instead. And who wins it? I think Roosters.
There you go. That'll be an amazing achievement for the club. Final one from me, mate. The game, it's always evolving. It's always changing. And you've seen a lot of change in your career.
Oh, heaps. I was just thinking the other day, I started off playing fullback. And the way a fullback played when I started was so different to the way they play today.
Yes.
There's so much more involved, so much work. I kind of had to move out to the wing because I couldn't keep up with it. It's just getting better and better every year, and players are getting better and better.
And, mate, what's in store for retirement?
I'm going to do some study.
Yep.
I've started a theological degree.
Yes.
For the last, 6 years, I've been doing first-year subjects. So I'm going to hopefully move into second, third year and finish that degree off. But I'll also be involved with rugby league while I'm doing that, try and stay in the game.
As a mentoring sort of role?
Oh, not exactly sure yet, but right. Yeah, mentoring, hopefully a bit of coaching.
Okay.
Player welfare side of things as well.
Good Brilliant. Stuff.
Sort of working it out at the moment.
Good stuff. Dave, congrats.
Well done, mate.
Play well in your 200th game. It's going to be at Pepper Stadium come the weekend. Kickoff will be 3:00 against the Newcastle Knights. You've got to avoid that wooden spoon. All three grades are going to be in action. And the Panthers are actually giving away a car, a Ford Fiesta, to someone in the crowd. So plenty of reasons, Dave, to get out there and have a good day.
Yeah, mate. We've got Nigel Plum, Brent Kite, Nathan Smith and myself all retiring, and Sikamanu, Appy Coruscant and Louis Brown's their last game for the Panthers. So Jeez. A lot of reasons to get out there and help us celebrate.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Dave. Play well.
Great. Thanks, guys.